Next on News for the Soul, Living Naturally with Michaela. Michaela Jones is an integrative holistic health specialist who blends traditional naturopathy, homeopathy, nutrition, emotional release, and energetic work for health and wellness of the body, mind, and soul. Michaela is a doctor of naturopathy and a board-certified holistic health practitioner with over 25 years of experience. As a naturopath, medical, intuitive, and energy healer, she helps her clients connect the dots between the physical, emotional, and energetic root causes of health issues. Please welcome Michaela back to News for the Soul.
Michaela, are you there?
I am. I was waiting for the unmute. All right.
Oh,
well.
Oh, you're already unmuted. Ready to go.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for taking the time and being a little patient with us. We were having a little technical glitch, but we are here. You know, sometimes, when there is important information that needs to be put out there, we kind of run up against resistance, So we got to kind of push through because, I kind of feel like it's something that needs to be out there. Otherwise, the bad stuff wouldn't be pushing against us to keep us from getting it out there, right? So, all right, so here we go. We're just going to handle like a trooper and just jump on in there and just kind of go with the flow. So, anyway, thank you once again to all the listeners out there. I am Michaela Jones, MD, naturopath, energy healer, and integrative holistic health specialist with Living Naturally for Life. And welcome to another show of Living Naturally with Michaela. Today we will be talking about removing toxins from the body, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's that time of year when everyone has spent the last, month or so eating all the extra treats, maybe having, a few more drinks than usual, and just dealing with the overall stress that comes with the end of the year holidays. Then come the new year and everyone starts thinking about what changes they need to make to be healthier. Some even will make resolutions to exercise more, eat better, and the like. But one of the things that most people miss, though, is the overload of toxins that build up in our bodies, not only from the food and drinks we intake, but also the stress and emotions of it all, particularly around the holidays. Not to mention just living in a world today exposes us to daily toxins as well. I myself am a big proponent of annual, if not biannual, full body detoxification as a matter of overall health. In fact, my body's telling me right now it's time, it's time, it's time. So my guest today will help us take that concept of detoxification to an even deeper level beyond just the physical. So today's guest is Melissa Dealey, known as the Friendly Toxin Slayer. So let me tell you a little bit about Melissa, and then we'll bring her on. So Melissa's mission is to heal the world. She says chronic illness does not have to be a life sentence. And when Melissa realized the body is designed to self-heal, she set about getting trained so that she could truly help people heal and then train others to do the same. Melissa is an integrative mind-body health practitioner, a trainer in NLP and hypnotherapy, and a master practitioner in timeline therapy. She's dedicated to helping others heal by addressing and removing the toxins in all four bodies, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. Melissa is an international speaker, five-time best-selling author, and has been named to the 2022 CREA Global Award List and the winner of the Alignable 2022 and 2023 Local Business Person of the Year Award for Whistler. She is also the recipient of the 2021 and 2022 Quality Care Award by Businesses from the Heart. Melissa is also the host of the Don't Wait for Your Wake-Up Call podcast. And when she's not serving her clients, Melissa can be found on her paddleboard, backcountry hiking and camping with her daughters, downhill or cross-country skiing, or planning her next trip for her Girl Guide unit, or working on her passion project, Girls Matter, helping keep girls in school in Uganda, breaking the poverty cycle, one girl, one family, one village at a time. Awesome. So welcome, Melissa. I am so happy to have you here today.
Thank you very much, Michaela. I'm excited to be here, and I'm glad we were able to work through those technical difficulties.
Yeah, you know, I have learned a long time ago that when I do a live show, you never know what might come out, so you just kind of have to roll with it and just keep going, right? So we're just going to roll with
Absolutely.
It and keep going.
Kind of like life, right?
All
right.
Exactly, exactly. Sometimes you just have to be like water and just kind of, you know, maneuver around the rocks that kind of drop in the middle of the way. So, you know, I'm water today. All right, so
Perfect.
Let's just jump in. So how you have a lot of credentials, you know, so, you know, I love that. You know, I am also a person with a lot of credentials, so I get it. It's like I'm constantly learning and, you know, I want to, like, just have all of the tools to help my clients. So I kind of feel like you're kind of like the same. So tell
Exactly.
me, how did you get into health and wellness in the first place?
Well, it all started almost 9 years ago now, actually. I had been in the corporate world for 24 years in a job that I had enjoyed, but, you know, one day Big Fish came along and bought Little Fish, and I was given an hour to clear out my desk, nowhere to thank, and in that moment, I knew I'm never working for someone else again, because, you know, 24 years of loyalty got me exactly here, and I also knew that whatever I did next needed to be more of service to humanity and the planet. And I had no idea what that was going to be. However, I was open to being guided. And later that year, I was introduced to a company that specialized in brain supplementation. And I thought, well, that's interesting because I know I use my brain 24/7. However, no one's ever taught me that I could be doing more for the health of my brain. And meanwhile, we have near epidemic levels of Alzheimer's and dementia. And I also, at the time, had a grandmother who was 99 years old, living at home by herself, fully cognitively functioning and caring for herself. So I knew that I had good genes, but something inside me made me ask, is that enough? And I started comparing her life to my life. And she was born in little old Christchurch, New Zealand, back in 1916, you know, the bottom corner of the world, before all of the toxins that we've had introduced into our world that we have today, and growing all their own food on the property. And, of course, that was organic food, too. And then I looked at my life. Well, I have had a great life, but I was raised in Tokyo, Japan, and I spent 11 years of my childhood there. And I realized, you know, that was the 1970s, and manufacturing plants were spewing out toxins with no care for the environment or what those toxins could be doing to human health. And I realized, wow, I'm way more toxic than my grandmother ever was. So I might have good genes, but I need to do a lot more if I want to be like her and living by myself, fully cognitively functioning at 99 years old, which is exactly what I desire. I don't want to go down the path of Alzheimer's and dementia. So I started learning about the brain. I started learning about toxicity of the brain and the body and using this brain supplementation as well. And about 4 months later, my oldest daughter got a concussion in her first grade 12 soccer game of the season. And she had just started using this brain supplementation and had actually told me on the way to the soccer game that it was helping her stay focused in the afternoon during her classes at school. And after she sustained that concussion, I realized very quickly that she didn't have the cognitive ability to go to appointments and then come home and tell me what the practitioner had told her to do. And I knew that the healing didn't happen at the appointments. The healing was happening between the appointments. And so because I wasn't working full-time, I started going to her appointments with her so that I could then be guiding her healing journey and also learning from my own interest about the brain. 2 months after that, I'm driving to Vancouver, and I get a phone call from the high school. Could I please go and pick up my younger daughter because she had a suspected concussion from grade 8 gym class? And in that moment, I looked out the windshield of my car up towards the heavens and said, are you kidding me? This is how you show me my past? Stop taking out my children. So now I have two very different concussions in the household, going to both sets of appointments, really guiding their healing journeys and realizing people need more support on their healing journeys. and also learning that the body doesn't feel in a stressed out state. And yeah. I live in a small town, and I had a lot of people start reaching out to me. In Whistler, we've got downhill skiing in winter. We've got downhill biking in summer. There's a lot of concussion. And people started reaching out to me and asking me, you know, my son just got a concussion. What do I do? My husband just got a concussion. What do I do? I have an employee coming back to work who's had a concussion. What do I do? And I just started kind of organically helping guide other people on their concussion journey because, again, it was a small town. And people knew that I was coming at it with a slightly different perspective, and that was a nutritional perspective and also a detoxing perspective. And I was then asked to work at a holistic clinic to help others, and I wanted to do that. And I did check in with the physiotherapists that were really the experts in the town and whom I'd learned from and said, hey, I'm not stepping on your feet if I do this, am I? And they said, absolutely not. We need more help, and your approach is amazing. We need that nutritional approach, that detox approach. Go for it. And so I decided to start working at this clinic, except I couldn't get liability insurance because I didn't have any certification. And so at that point, I called a friend who was a life coach. And I'd had life coach swirling around in the back of my head since being let go, but it hadn't really landed. But now I decided, okay, this is the time I need to get a certification. So I called him, and he said, you don't need to be a life coach. You need to be a health coach. And I went, what? What's that? I'd never even heard the term, but that landed in that moment. And again, I considered it a gift from the heavens through my friend, and I started researching health coaching schools, and I started my health coaching education within the next 10 days. And from the moment I landed there, I knew that I had found my passion and my purpose, and I loved it. I couldn't get enough of the learning. I just wanted to keep learning more and more and do this full time. And I was just so excited to be here. And I also had this realization, wow, I'm in my 40s, and I don't know all of this about my own body. And then I'm like, why don't I? And I realized, well, I've been, you know, I have a commerce degree, and then I went into my career, and I got married, and I have children, and I've been busy with my career and being a wife and being a mom. And then I realized how many other people are in that boat, and they don't know these simple things about their body. And the way that our lifestyle is today, that we're negatively impacting our health, but if only we knew we could do something differently to positively impact our health, people would do that. They just don't know that. So I thought, I just need to share this with others. And so I completed my health coaching certification. And from there, I came across integrative health with the opportunity to be mentored by Dr. Stephen Cabral, who's a naturopathic doctor that's also studied Ayurvedic medicine, Chinese traditional medicine, and more, and learn how to run functional medicine lab testing so that we could see what was going on inside the body in terms of the imbalances, the nutritional deficiencies, the toxic overloads, the inflammation levels, et cetera, the hormonal imbalances, the gut imbalances. Yeah. Because when we can see what's going on inside the body, then we know where the body's out of balance, why it's out of balance, and we know exactly what we can do about it. And as you know, when the body's in balance, it can heal itself. However, when we're highly toxic, there's too much stress, and we don't have the nutrition that the body truly needs, it's in a deficient state, it can't bring itself back into balance in order to heal itself. So it needs some support. So we give it that support to bring it back into balance, and the body will heal itself. But as I continued learning, I then started learning, well, it's not just the physical body we need to be looking at. It's the mental body, the emotional body, and the spiritual body. Because by the time we have symptoms in the physical body, they've already moved through the other three bodies. And therefore, we need to address the other three bodies after we address the physical body to make sure that those symptoms don't come back again in another year or 2 years.
Right.
And so that's where I continued my learning into the field of NLP timeline therapy. And I actually just completed my timeline therapy teacher training just last week. So I'm excited to be able to train that too now. And hypnotherapy to address the other three bodies and help people attain optimal and lasting health and vitality. And focus on health span instead of just lifespan.
Yeah, awesome.
So that's how I got here.
Yeah, you know, we all have, you know, a similar story. You know, either our health was, you know, not the best and we figured out there's a better way, or we have loved ones that whose health, you know, needed some help. And we, you know, it's like we're going to figure out how to help them. So, yeah, we all have very similar stories. So, yeah, for me, mine started with my children, trying to help my children, you know, with, you know, extreme food allergies. So I totally get it. So, all right, so.
And, you know, I have a little bit of that back in my history, too, but that was when I was in the corporate world. And I did help them through that holistically. And so now when I work with families with food sensitivities, et cetera, I can, you know, fall back on my story to share with them. And so maybe one could say I'm a slow learner. Maybe that should have been my first call into it, but I didn't figure it out until they had to kick me in the butt and, like, make me lose my 24-year career and then knock my kids out, and then I finally got it.
Yeah. It's funny how the body does that. You know, first it mildly taps, you know, try to get your attention. Then it knocks. You know, then it's like if you're still not listening, you know, at some point it just slams you. You know, it's like, okay, pay attention.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
We don't want to get to that point, but sometimes that's what it takes for a wake up call. So, you know, which we're going to talk about later because you do have a podcast about wake up call. But, you know, let's go back to your moniker. So you call yourself the Friendly Toxin Slayer. So tell me about that. How did that come about? Why do you call yourself that?
Well, that came about when I was at a women's business retreat in Mexico a couple years ago. And we were just kind of joking around, and I'm always talking about detoxing because, as you know, I'm a huge proponent of it. And many of the women had done my detox program, and they were just commenting that I made it so easy for them. You know, detoxing isn't something that people are going, ooh, pick me, right? Especially if I've never done one before. Most people are like, oh, my God, stay away from me. That sounds horrible. I don't want to do that. And they were just all commenting that the way I guided people through the program, I really set them up for success. I made it very easy for them. I've provided delicious recipes that they all loved. And that they said that, you know, detoxing with me was a really positive experience, and from both their health outcomes, but also just they actually enjoyed it, and they hadn't expected that. And so they were just joking around saying, you know, you really are a toxin slayer in terms of helping detox the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual body, and that's so important in today's world, but the way you go about it is fun, it's friendly. And so that's where that moniker came from, the Friendly Toxin Slayer, so that I could take the fear out of it for people. And, you know, even when I start groups and we start out going around the room, why are you here and how are you feeling? Everyone's feeling nervous. Everyone's thinking, oh, maybe I'm not going to be able to do this. But by the end of that first call, when I provided them all the information, given them realistic expectations of what they're going to go through in those first few days, which, of course, are the hardest few days, they all feel way more confident by the end of the call, and they know they can do it. And they also know they're not doing it alone. And that's a huge factor, as you well know, because it's easy to go buy some detox thing off the shelf at the grocery store and say you're going to do it. And then you start it with all intents, you know, intents and purposes, and then you get going and it doesn't feel good. You feel yucky. You don't know if you're doing it right. You don't have anyone to ask. You don't have any support. And then you're just like, ugh, this isn't worth it. And you can give up on yourself. We all give up on ourselves way easier than we do give up when other people are cheering for us. And so that's the benefit of at least the very first time you do it, doing it with a group, with support, where you can get your questions answered. Because, hey, we know the brain is charged with keeping us safe. And so whenever we start something new and step outside our comfort zone, we get these little signals from our brain trying to pull us back into that comfort zone where it knows it can keep us safe because, hey, we're here, right? And so we get all these little signals, and then if we listen to those signals, that's when we give up on ourselves. But when we know that's going to happen and we can talk back to those signals and go, no, 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 I know this is different, but I know what I'm doing. And if I have questions, I can ask my questions of someone who can give me the answers. So you just need to be patient with me because I'm taking us to a new place of health over here that will become our new comfort zone. When we've got that understanding of how our brain works and we can get our questions answered and we have that group, we don't fall off. So every single person I've ever guided through the detox has had great success. They've completed the program with varying positive health results. And just the biggest thing is feeling good in their body and also having greater awareness around the, how the food they do put in their body makes them feel.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
Then being able to make better choices.
All right. So... You said that you're a big proponent of detoxing. So why are you such a big promoter of detoxing? I know why I am, but I'm curious to know why you are. So why are you such a big promoter of detoxing?
Well, first of all, I think the real epidemic in the world today, or even pandemic, is chronic illness. We have 6 in 10 Americans with one chronic illness diagnosis and 4 in 10 with more than one chronic illness diagnosis. And for the most part, the medical system is telling them, sorry, this is what you have it for life, here are the pills you need to take in order to ease your pain. However, we also know that the two major causes of chronic illness are high toxic load in the body and then nutrient deficiencies. So if we can resolve those two things, we can help the body come back into that place of balance I talked about earlier, and it can heal itself. Chronic illness does not have to be a life sentence. People don't realize how the toxicity in our environment is impacting our body. You know, people might consider or look at, you know, Beijing or Mumbai and, you know, see that dirty environment and think, okay, that's toxic. But they might not think their, you know, U.S. town or city is toxic. And yet, relatively speaking, compared to 100 years ago, it's incredibly toxic. We are getting toxins, chemical toxins, into our waterways, into our airways, just exhaust fumes coming off cars, getting into our skin. We're putting toxins on our skin from the personal care products we buy at our local pharmacy, you know, and it takes 26 seconds to get into our bloodstream. And our liver is getting overburdened trying to get these toxins out of our body. And meanwhile, we have a nutrient deficiency because we have nutrient-depleted soil systems, and we have a food industry that loves to promote processed food. So as a result...
if you want to call it food.
Exactly. And so as a result, the liver can't do what it's supposed to do. It's overburdened, and it can't fully go through phase two of liver detoxification, which is turning those toxins into being water-soluble, so we can excrete them from our body through our urine, our sweat, our breath, our bowels. And as a result, the liver tries to be very clever, and it says, I don't want these toxins running around in the bloodstream. You know, its job is to cleanse the blood every 6 minutes. It stores them in our fat closets. Where are our fat closets? Well, our fat closets are in our brain, which is largely made up of fat and water, as you know, and also in women in our breasts. And then anywhere else we're carrying excess weight. So, hello, Alzheimer's dementia. If our liver's storing our toxins in our brain, is there a correlation to Alzheimer's and dementia? If our liver's storing toxins in our breast, is there a correlation to breast cancer? To me, I just want those toxins out of my body. I don't want to run the risk of the Alzheimer's and dementia. I don't want to run the risk of breast cancer, et cetera, et cetera. And as such, I do a functional medicine detox. And I actually, when I start people off the first time, we do a 21-day detox. And then I recommend a quarterly 7-day detox, which is really easy to do because now you know how to do it. It feels so much shorter than 21 days. And it just gives your body that little reset and allows you to keep getting the toxins out because guess what? They keep getting in. And so rather than worrying about every last thing, you know, like I choose to buy clean, I choose to eat clean, et cetera, but I still know that toxins are getting inside. I don't worry about that. I instead choose to take control and help my body get them out. And then I don't have to come from a place of fear of what's happening to my body in this world right now.
So so you mentioned functional medicine labs, and you use that in your work with your clients. So can you tell me a little bit more about those tests? I mean, that sounds very interesting. So tell me a little bit more about those tests.
Yeah, I absolutely love these tests for multiple reasons. First of all, they get mailed to your home. How convenient is that? So you just get to do them at home. There is a lab test that will assess your gut health and your neurotransmitter health, as well as your vitamin levels for key vitamins and your detox pathways. It's called the organic acids test. So it'll show if somebody has yeast or candida bacterial overgrowth. It will show if there's imbalances in the neurotransmitters because of that brain-gut connection. It's really important to understand that and see how people's, you know, gut health is impacting their brain function, et cetera, et cetera. We're also looking at those vitamins, key vitamin levels. As I said, we've got vitamin or nutrient deficiencies. When people are deficient in their nutrients, the body can't do what it's supposed to be able to do. And guess what? High stress has us burning through our minerals and vitamins and not being able to replenish them. High stress has us causing imbalances in our gut. You know, how many people listening to this know somebody who's popping antacids daily, who has gut issues, discomfort when eating? It's so common today, and we don't have to suffer through. The body was never made to suffer. What we need to do is get to the root cause, to the understanding of what's going on, and help the body rebalance. So that's one very powerful lab test, and it's a simple urine sample, first thing in the morning, easy. Another one is looking at our inflammation levels. This is you prick your finger and you drop some blood on a card, and it'll show us what your omega-3 to omega-6 ratios are. The body doesn't make these essential fatty acids. We have to get them through our diet. The problem is we're out of balance. We have too many omega-6s causing too much inflammation in the body because omega-6s are in just about everything that we eat. And we don't have enough omega-3s or anti-inflammatory essential fatty acids because those are harder to get. The best source is wild fatty fish. And a lot of people are not eating very much wild fatty fish. And as a result, our inflammation levels are high. Well, when our inflammation levels are high, that can have us prone to having epigenetics kick in. And that is where, with epigenetics, we now know that it's lifestyle factors that are causing much of the dis-ease in the world today. And only 5 to 10% is triggered by our genetics. And that 5 to 10% is triggered when our inflammation levels get too high. And we're all walking around inflamed in today's world and triggering this switch to cause dis-ease that doesn't have to be triggered if we know how to keep our inflammation levels in check and we can test them to see. And, in fact, right on that lab, it says that if your inflammation levels are at the level that they should be, you are reducing your risk of sudden death from cardiac disease by 90%, 90%.
Wow.
That's huge. If we could just
that
have people understand their inflammation levels and adjust their lifestyle supplement as needed to rebalance their omega-3s and their omega-6s. Another lab is our minerals and metals test. So it will test for 5 heavy metals in the body: aluminum, arsenic, mercury, lead, and cadmium. And it will also test for our electrolytes, sodium, magnesium, calcium, potassium, and other key mineral nutrients.
Right.
And when we look at this lab, we're looking again for the deficiencies, which, as I said, stress will have us become deficient. But we're also looking for the imbalance in the ratios between those minerals. And many people have symptoms of fatigue or maybe muscle spasms or low energy, et cetera, but they don't know what's triggering it. And we run that lab and we look at where they're at and we look at the symptoms associated with it and they're like, oh, well, so if I just bring my magnesium level up, that will help. And, you know, for that particular person, the answer is yes. For someone else, it might not be. However, going through this lab gives so much information for small tweaks people can make in terms of, you know, supplementing or, you know, adjusting their diet in order to make sure they're getting the mineral levels that they need and those mineral levels are in balance. And then when we see those metal toxins are high. You know, mercury and aluminum are neurotoxins. Again, we don't want that kind of toxin going into our brain. Let's do a heavy metal detox and get that out of your body. And we can do that when we know what your levels are and adjust accordingly. So another lab is the food sensitivities lab, which you mentioned earlier with your own children. So this will test for 190 different foods to assess your sensitivity to that food. And by sensitivity, I mean when you eat that food, it triggers an immune response in your body. And each time you eat that food, that immune response is triggered, and then that causes a buildup of inflammation in the body. And you may not realize it because with sensitivities, the side effects or the symptoms happen 24 to 72 hours later. And you may not correlate that headache or that skin rash or that sinus nasal drip to food you ate 2 or 3 days ago because you don't even remember what you ate 2 or 3 days ago. And so having this lab run will let you know exactly what food your body is struggling with. And then we remove them, and depending on the degree of the sensitivity, for either 6 weeks, 12 weeks, or 6 months, to allow your body the time to heal. And then we can reintroduce one by one so that you can understand and really focus on how that food makes you feel 2 or 3 days later. And then it becomes a choice. If that food gives you brain fog now, you know that. You're not going to eat it 2 or 3 days before a major presentation. But you might enjoy it on Friday night because you don't really care how you feel on Saturday or Sunday, right? And it all becomes a choice.
Right.
So it's like you in the driver's seat of what you're putting into your body and how you feel, as opposed to just putting food in your body, feeling like crap, and not knowing why, right? Yeah. And then the last lab is a hormones lab test, and I absolutely love this one. It gives you all four sex hormones, progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, DHEA. It gives you four cortisol markers through the day upon waking, before lunch, before dinner, and at bedtime. It gives you all four thyroid markers, your free T3, free T4, your TSH. And TSH is usually the only one you get at your doctor's office. And when we look at free T3 and free T4, we can get the early warning signs of TSH maybe going sideways in plenty of time to support your thyroid using herbal plant-based sources. We also get your 90-day and your fasted insulin markers. So, again, we can just see where is that at. And then lastly, we get your vitamin D level, D3, which is really important for so many aspects of our health, including immune system, respiratory system, as well as helping keep hormones balanced, et cetera. And this lab is just a game changer for so many women. It was a game changer for me 20 years ago. I used to suffer migraines at the onset of my cycle every month, but it was just one day, and I could just kind of live through the one day. But then all of a sudden, they got worse. And I got them 5 days in a row, and I'm like, what? Why am I dealing with this? I can't work. I can't function, and they're significantly more severe. I didn't understand why. And I went to my medical doctor who said, oh, just here's a stronger medication. Just take this. And I said, I don't want a stronger medication. I want to know why they're suddenly worse, because if I know why they're suddenly worse, then I can change something so that it goes back to the way it was before, which I could deal with. And she had no answers for me. So I went to a naturopath who suggested, why don't we test your hormones? And I said, yes, that was never offered to me before. I didn't know that was an option. Yes, let's test my hormones. And we found out my progesterone level was very low relative to my estrogen. So I was in an estrogen dominant state, very, very common in today's world. It stressed out people, as I was then too. And I used a progesterone support tonic that absolutely tasted disgusting. However, it worked. And so it was Vitex that I was taking, straight Vitex, and I took it for 2 weeks of each cycle for 2 months, and my migraines literally went away for I don't know how many years. And then they did come back, because of course our hormones are always changing. And when they came back, I just went straight back to the naturopath and said, give me some of that stuff again, because my hormones are out of balance, my migraines are back. And I did, and then they were gone again for however long, and then I hit menopause. And at that point, my migraines were different. So at that point, I went back to her and said, the migraines are back, but they're different. So I think we need to retest and see what's going on. And sure enough, this time, my testosterone was low, my estrogen was low, and my progesterone was low. Again, very common for perimenopausal women, right? And so I was able to adjust that. And you know, easily move through menopause without the suffering that so many women go through with hot flashes and night sweats and poor sleep, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So these labs are powerful because they allow you to see exactly what's going on and know exactly what action to be able to take in order to rebalance your body. And like I said, when the body's in balance, it will heal itself. Your symptoms are, you know, alleviated, and you can live the best years of your life, which is what you should be doing at all times.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, so let's talk about then some of the modalities that you do. So how do you bring NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy work into what you do?
Well, I absolutely love these modalities because they're working with the power of the unconscious mind. And when I'm working with clients, what I noticed before I studied these modalities was that some clients could easily take my wellness plan and follow it and get amazing results and feel great. And others would start and fall off and not know why. And they'd be shitting all over themselves. You know, I should do it. I know I should do it, but I'm not doing it, and then beating themselves up. And I didn't know why those people were struggling until I learned about our unconscious mind and the patterning that we form in that 0 to 6, 0 to 8 window. So basically, we are born, think of it as being born as the hardware of a computer. That's our human body when we're born. And for the next 6 to 8 years, it's just download, download, download all the software so that we can learn how to live in our family unit, in our society, at school, et cetera, et cetera. And in that process, the unconscious mind is taking note of all of the patterns that we learn that work. And when they work, it repeats them, because why would it try to develop a new pattern when it already has one that works? Like, that just is wasted energy. So it's smart. It wants to save energy. However, once we get past that 6 to 8 age group, we very rarely do updates, unlike our phone that we update the second we get notified of an update. I guess that's what is missing in the human world, is we don't get these notifications of an update. So we get into adulthood, and we're very often still running programming from when we're, you know, 0 to 6, 0 to 8 years old. And that can work for a time until it doesn't. And that's when we hit a wall. That's when we get stuck. And that's where we need support in breaking through that. And so using the tools of NLP, we can determine those patterns that you're still running that are no longer working for you. And then we can rewire your neurology and create a new pattern that will work for the person you are becoming. When it comes to timeline therapy, that's the emotional detox. I use that to release all the negative emotions that we've carried around since we were young children. And society has taught us that we shouldn't display our emotions, and boys don't cry, and big girls don't cry, and don't bring your emotions to work, et cetera, et cetera. So we learn at a very young age to squash our emotions and not feel them. And sometimes we'll bury them in a tub of ice cream, a box of chocolate chip cookies, whatever it is, but we squash our emotions. And then we carry them around like a bag of rocks that we're not really aware is there, but it's weighing us down. And with timeline therapy, we again work with the unconscious mind, which is responsible for storing all of your memories, all of them. And it will repress traumatic memories until such time that it feels that it's safe to bring it forth to the conscious mind to release. And that's why people in war zones don't suffer PTSD in the war zone. They suffer it when they get home, and it's safe. But all right. of these emotions controlled by the unconscious mind are stuffed down. And so now we work with the unconscious mind to release them, and we do that by asking the unconscious mind to take us again to the root. Not the last time you felt angry. Let's go to the first time you felt angry. And let's release that. And we release it by asking the unconscious mind, what are the learnings from that experience that you need to know? Because when you have the learning, the unconscious mind will release the emotion and you get to move through that. And then we come back along your timeline and we release, it unravels all of the past, the anger between then and now. And it's not that you'll never feel emotions again. We want you to feel emotions. That's just natural as human beings. They're a chemical reaction in the body. You will feel them. But we also want you to be able to process and release them in the moment and not stuff them down.
Right.
And timeline therapy also helps us release mental toxins, those limiting beliefs, the limiting decisions that we made at some point in our life, whether it's all the way back as children or even last week, the way we talk to ourselves inside our head. I always kind of joke with my clients that 99% of what we say inside our head is total BS. And we shouldn't listen to
them. Right.
When it comes to talking to other people, we are encouraged, you know, the fact that we have two ears and one mouth, we should listen more and talk less. Totally get it.
Right.
It makes absolute sense. However, when it comes to the conversations we have with ourselves, I tell people to talk more and listen less. You don't want to listen to it. And when you hear it, just say, no, 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 that's not true. Cancel, 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 or reframe it into a positive. And don't take on these thoughts and start to reframe how you think in your mind every single day. And start to believe in yourself instead of tearing yourself down. What do you hear most in your head right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I always tell my clients, there's an old saying about be careful how you talk to yourself because of listening.
Exactly. 100% true. Your unconscious mind is always listening. So absolutely true. And, you know, I always say to my clients when they come to me, very often by the time they've come to me, they've gone through the medical system. They've been told they can't heal or da-da-da-da-da. And something inside them is telling to seek more answers. But they're kind of down on themselves and feeling like almost like they're giving up. And one of the things I need to do is support their belief in the fact that they can heal. Because if you don't believe you can heal, you're not going to heal. One of my favorite quotes is the Henry Ford quote that says, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
Exactly.
What are you thinking you can? Right? So that's
the
work that I do with the mental detox. And then the spiritual detox work, I actually don't do myself. I partner with a reverend who's also trained in NLP and timeline therapy. And she does the spiritual detox for people, whether that's, you know, opening up their consciousness or whatever it is that they need. It doesn't matter what religion it is. We're literally talking that all-encompassing spirituality here. And she obviously meets them where they're at in order to detox their spirituality of whatever's in the way of them being able to really embrace that. And then they come back to me for a final session, bringing it all together. So that's, and hypnotherapy, I didn't mention. So hypnotherapy, I'll do a standalone sessions with people if they want to quit smoking, vaping, maybe it's to do with weight loss, whatever behavioral change somebody wants to make. Hypnotherapy is a very powerful way to have that happen easily and effectively. But I also use hypnotherapy after timeline therapy with people in order to set them up for the life that they're wanting to lead, for the person they're becoming. So to have that happen with ease and grace as they create the future that they want. So it's a very powerful modality.
Awesome. All right. So why are the tools of the unconscious mind so helpful? Because, you mentioned a lot of the unconscious mind work. So why are the tools of the unconscious mind so helpful with helping people overcome their dis-ease?
Well, the unconscious mind makes up 19% of our mind, 90%. And the conscious mind only makes up 10%. And yet in society and through school, we're taught the tools of the conscious mind. And so we're missing out on the other 90%. And when we learn the tools of the unconscious mind, we have far greater access to many more resources to achieve everything that we want in life. And we are literally making up our own reality each and every single day. Because for every event that happens in our life, our mind processes that, and it goes through our unconscious mind. And there's an event, and then our unconscious mind will filter that, because what happens is we have 12 million bits per second of information coming into our mind. 12 million bits per second. Just think of how big that number is. That's way too much for our mind to be able to process, right? So it has to delete, distort, and generalize down to a manageable amount, which is only 128 bits per second. That's a huge compression of information, and it does that through our filters. And each and every single one of us has different filters. The categories are the same, but the content within the filter is different. So as examples of the categories, our filters are our values and our beliefs, our decisions, our memories, our metaprograms, like are you an introvert, are you an extrovert, and then also how we cope with time, space, matter, and energy. So all of those are different for us. Oh, language is another one as well. So we all speak, you know, have different languages. We have made different decisions going through our life. We have different values and beliefs, et cetera, et cetera. So no two of us have the same exact filter bucket, right? They're as different as our fingerprints. So you and I could go to the exact same event and experience it differently, because as our brain is processing that event, it's processing it through different filters. And as a result, the story that we tell about that event afterwards is different. And we've all experienced that. We'll sit at the family dinner table and two siblings will start talking and go, remember when blah, blah, blah happened? And another sibling will go, no, that's not what happened. Blah, blah, blah happened. Neither of them are wrong. Even though one of them might argue that the other's wrong, neither of them are wrong. They're both telling the story as it happened based on how their filters processed it. And when I learned that really blew my mind, because I'd never thought about that before. And I started to realize, wow, we really are all indeed having our own experience, creating our own reality based on our own filters. And so when we understand all of this and we have the tools to work with all of this, we are so much more empowered in being able to achieve what we want in life. And that's what I really love about having these tools to access our unconscious mind. So much more becomes available to us.
Awesome. Awesome. So you are now an actual trainer of NLP, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy. So why did you choose to become a trainer?
Because I literally have fallen in love with these tools and how powerful they are and how quick and effective they are. You know, with timeline therapy, as I said, I can have people drop that bag of rocks in, you know, if we just did straight timeline therapy with an intake, it would be a four-hour session, and we could release all of that. And how many, you know, talk therapy sessions have people gone to and it hasn't released? Because the emotion doesn't release talking about it. The emotion releases when it has the learning from it. With hypnotherapy, there was some research study done back in 1958, and it was just showing the difference in how quick and effective hypnotherapy is to other modalities. And one of them was 600 sessions of talk therapy to get it wasn't even 100% healing at that point, but it was much improved, versus only 6 sessions of hypnotherapy to get fully healed. So these are very powerful, very quick modalities that have huge, profound impact on people's lives. I don't do the work. I'm the guide. We allow their unconscious mind to do the work. So they have to be willing. They have to be open. I don't do any work if their unconscious mind says no. We always ask the unconscious mind first, are you willing to release this emotion today? And if we get the yes, then we move forward. If we get a no, then we don't move forward, because the unconscious mind is in charge of keeping you safe. And if it doesn't feel safe to do that right now, then we don't do that.
Absolutely. All right. So let's talk a little bit about your passion project, because I, you know, I love passion projects, because I kind of feel like we as healers, you know, being able to do other things outside of us that helps other people and helps the world, you know, helps heal us all on a bigger scale. So, and your particular passion project is a nonprofit called Girls Matter. So tell us a little bit more about that nonprofit.
Sure. So Girls Matter started back in January of 2017 in terms of launching the nonprofit, but the idea for it started back in 2013 when I took my girl guides to see a documentary called Girls Rising. And as I watched that documentary, all about girls being denied the right to an education simply because they were a girl in countries all over the world, I had tears running down my face because I knew I was sitting there in a group of 25 girls, all of whom took their education for granted, complained about having to go to school every day, faked sickness to get out of going to school sometimes. I'd done that myself. My own two daughters had done that. You know, we were all taking it for granted, and yet there were all these other girls around the world that were desperate for an education and being denied, and it just felt so wrong. And I knew I had to do something. I couldn't just sit there and let this continue. But it felt so big, I didn't know how to get started. So it was just kind of in the back of my head. And then I was at a conference in December 2016 where the speaker said, we're all put on this planet for three things: to find your purpose and passion, to be of service to humanity, and to never stop learning. And you don't have to know your how, you just have to know your why. And that all really resonated with me. And I went, I know my why. I don't know my how, but maybe if I just start telling people, the how will fall into place. And that's what I took away from that conference. And sure enough, I called the only two people I knew here in British Columbia, Canada, that had a nonprofit, and asked them how I could start a nonprofit. And they said, excuse me, they said, what is it you want to do? And I told them I want to keep girls in school and allow them the right to an education, to stop teenage marriages and therefore teenage pregnancies. The number one cause of mortality at the time in girls aged 15 to 19 was childbirth. And their bodies just aren't built yet for childbirth, and yet these girls were being married off so young that that's when they were getting pregnant and having children. Yeah. And I knew that. During the documentary, I'd seen a stat that really struck home with me, and it said that if India could educate just 1% more girls, it would grow its GDP by $5.5 billion. And I went, wow. You know, that's the answer. It's really very easy. It's not simple. But if we just educate the girls, we can start to break the poverty cycle and bring countries out of debt by having women working and contributing to the GDP. So
awesome.
Starting educating the girls, I knew that we could break the poverty cycle one girl, one family, one village at a time. Because if they didn't get married off as teenagers, they wouldn't repeat the poverty cycle of their parents, of their mother. Problem, though, is that in these poorer nations, when they have five or six children, there comes a point where they can't afford to pay for the education anymore because high school education costs money, especially a good high school education. And so then they have the girls at home. And then it comes to a point where we can't afford to feed you either. So then that's when they marry them off. So we could solve that problem by fundraising and paying for the girls' education, which then has them away at boarding school so the family's not even having to feed them, et cetera, and the girls get through school and into university. And for every girl that is coming through university, that has a positive, powerful impact on her entire community. And so now, 7 years later, we have three university graduates. One more will graduate in June, and a bunch of girls in high school right now, and that's in Uganda. We've now moved into Kenya as well, so we are sponsoring 18 girls from the slums in Kenya to get an education through another organization called Jolly Sisters. And Jolly Sisters helps the women build a business, whether it's at a market stall or creating beautiful artwork that's sold online or making menstrual pads for the girls. And we fund the girls to go to school. And so it's been an amazing project We have sponsors for the girls, and because we're small, 100% of the funds go to the girls. The sponsors get videos from the girls and report cards, and they can interact back and forth as much or as little as they would like. And they really feel like they are making a difference. This year, we also did a massive menstrual pad, reusable, washable menstrual pad supply for the girls, because the girls in the village, even the ones that aren't going to school, they have nothing. And the girls that are going to school, they miss a week of school every month because they can't leave the house when they have their period because they don't have supplies. And so by providing the supplies, don't miss a week of school, the other girls can, you know, they don't have to stay curled up at home all day, every day on their cycle. You know, for them, that's like, you know, being in lockdown for 1 week of every month for 40 years of their lives. And we've all just gone through lockdown and nobody enjoyed that. But that's their reality.
Right.
And then now we're
I was just going to say, in our first world, we don't get the gravity of just being able to have sanitary, you know, items, you know, how that can make such a huge impact.
Yeah. Exactly. And for just $10, you can supply a girl with her supplies for 1 year. And $10, you know, you can't even buy two chai teas at Starbucks anymore for $10, because one costs almost $7 these days, right? So, you know, give up 1.5 chai tea lattes at Starbucks in a month, and you could support a girl with supplies for a year. That's powerful.
Wow. That is very powerful. That is very powerful. Okay, so we are all about tools and education and those kinds of things here on the show. I always like to, you know, give the listeners, you know, a little extra tool that they can have, you know, to help them in their daily lives and, you know, and on their own healing and wellness journey. So do you have, like, a little freebie or something that you would like to offer the listeners?
I do. I have a Discover Your Toxic Load quiz, and people can take that quiz and find out whether they're mild, moderate, severe, or extremely toxic. And it doesn't matter what that score is. It's understanding that and knowing that you then have a choice to be able to do something about it. And what it's doing is it's bringing awareness to you around the symptoms that you have and that they're related to the level of toxicity in your body. And so often society tells us to ignore our symptoms, to push through, you know, be tough, don't be a wimp. However, our symptoms are there for a reason. They're talking to us and they're asking us to do something differently. Stop writing them off as aging. We're not supposed to feel worse as aging. Aches and pains are not normal signs of aging. They're signs of toxicity and a high inflammation level in the body that you can do something about. Stop writing it off as your genetics, because epigenetics tells us that just because your dad had heart disease or your mom had breast cancer doesn't mean you have to. That's all triggered by the lifestyle choices you make, right? So this just brings awareness to some of those symptoms to give you the choice to do something about it. So I can give you the – can I give you the link to that? Or you can just go to my website.
Yeah.
Which is,
go ahead.
The easiest way to access that?
Yeah.
Sure. The easiest way to access that is literally go to my website, yourguidedhealthjourney.com. And on the home page, at the top, it says take the first step. And click that button, and it will drop you into the quiz. And you can take that quiz, learn your score, and then feel free to book a call with me if you would like help with further interpretation of your quiz results.
Awesome. How easy is that? All right. Well, Melissa, it has been awesome having you here today. You are a wealth of information. I love, you know, the what you've brought to us, and, you know, and a little bit more of that connectivity, because it's one of the things that, you know, I kind of, you know, I'm constantly talking about and teaching, is that there is so much connectivity between mind, body, and spirit. And, you know, in order to have complete health, you have to address it all. You can't just
do
one thing or another. You have to address them all. So I love that you're bringing just yet another way to be able to address all those different pieces of whole health. So thank you for, you know, for bringing that to us today. So that is it for today's show. I know this has, you know, been a great show. And once again, I thank you all for your patience, you know, when we had our technical issues. But, you know, I'm sure it was well worth it because this was just, like, mind-blowing information and things, you know, that I feel like, you know, we all need to know. Be sure to visit Melissa's website at yourguidedhealthjourney.com and take her Discover Your Toxic Load quiz. She just told you how to do that. But I will also drop it on my page link as well. You know, if for some reason you're listening to this later and you didn't write it down or you can't remember what it said, you know, you can just find all of her links, you know, at livingnaturallyforlife.com/radio. And so they'll all be there. And while you're there, please also check out, you know, my own resources, including affirmations, meditations, ebooks, freebies, you know, including my own awesome freebie at livingnaturallyforlife.com/freescan that you don't want to miss. This scan will help you understand the connection between emotional, mental, and physical health, much like what we talked about today. You know, there are lots of tools out there that you can use to kind of help you understand and have a little bit more awareness of your bodies so you can make those proper choices and decisions, you know, on how your health is going to be and how, you know, you're going to live out the rest of your life. You know, do you want to live it in pain or do you want to live it to the best of your ability, you know, and, you know, live to be 100 with no brain fog and, you know, no joint pains, you know, no migraines and all that kind of stuff. You know, the first step is awareness and understanding. So I encourage you to take her up on her offer, you know, with the quiz. You know, it doesn't cost you anything. And, you know, and if you feel like she might be a good fit for you or you want to work with her some more, you know, feel free to reach out to her. So it's been a pleasure having you here, Melissa. And thank you all for listening. Until next time in health, this is Micaela Jones, MD, and you've been listening to Living Naturally with Micaela on News for the Soul Radio. Remember, health and wellness is a journey, not a destination. Take care of yourself along the way to enjoy the trip a little bit more. Bye for now. See you next time.
We've seen a human dematerialize more than 1,000 times. It's not a